In national news, the winter surge of respiratory infections like COVID-19 has passed. However, over the past 3 years, COVID infections have also surged in August. This year appears to be no different than the previous three. COVID is surging in at least 84 countries, according to the World Health Organization, including at the Paris Olympics. There is less of a concern of getting sick with COVID-19, because a lot of people have already been infected with COVID, or have been vaccinated, or both. Hospitals aren't as full of seriously ill COVID patients, and there have been fewer deaths. However, vaccine protection wanes over time, and newer variants evolve to evade the body's defenses. Persons in higher risk groups, like people ages 65 and older, with chronic health conditions and weakened immune systems, are more likely to develop severe COVID illness. Therefore, further surges can be reduced, and at-risk groups can be protected with testing and keeping current with vaccination. Americans will be able to obtain free at-home COVID tests from the federal government again. Persons will be able to order up to 4 tests at covidtest.gov beginning in late September. Each test can detect the most common recent variants. 900 million home tests have been distributed to Americans in the past 3 years. The announcement was made on August 23rd. The previous day, the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, approved updated COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna pharmaceutical companies. They will be available within days of the announcement. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, recommends these latest dosage for everyone 6 months and older. They will target the most common recent variants and reduce the risk of persons becoming severely ill. The timing is optimal to protect against getting sick during the winter surge of respiratory illness, when it is more likely to spread as more people are indoors.